Hello and welcome to the Trev Report Golden Week Edition, Issue 1. This is the first installment of this month's Trev Report. This is a special Trev Report detailing our Golden Week adventures and is well over 10,000 words. That being the case, it will be released in weekly installments every Friday starting today. Please enjoy. Hello everyone reading this. This is Trevor from the past reporting to you in the future about myself in the even more distant but not extremely distant past. And now, without further ado, on with the report and the future. Trev's love life. I'm still in love with my wife, Signe. Our fourth wedding anniversary is on May 25th, but since the first week of May is a series of long holidays, allowing for a long vacation, we opted to take a week-long anniversary trip, even though it's a bit early. What follows is an account of our travels. Photos are available at Signe's Flickr account for public consumption. Trev's notes on Golden Week. First, a note on the so-called Golden Week holidays. The week consists of four holidays packed closely together. It's said that the term Golden Week was created by movie theater operators after 1948 when the law creating the holidays went into effect to increase the theater sales. First is Greenery Day, which is being changed to Showa Day in 2007. This is August 29th. Falling on a Saturday this year, it was nonetheless an official holiday. It was Emperor Hirohito's birthday and celebrated as such until his death in 1989, when the holiday's name was changed to Greenery Day in honor of the Emperor's love of nature. Next year, in 2007, the name of the day will be changed to Showa Day in honor of the Emperor himself. This is a controversial change and is seen by some in the government as an ongoing move towards a more nationalistic society. Other moves that have received international attention as of late include a recent bill introduced to the Japanese diet to maintain patriotism in schools and changing of school textbooks declaring firmly that the Takeshima islets are always and have always been Japanese territory, despite the Koreans having laid claim to the islets prior to the 1910 to 1945 occupation of Korea by Japan. There's some Korean perspectives that you can check out on the links on the blog. So please check those out and read up on the situation. It's a big deal in Japan right now. Next up on the holiday docket is the Constitution Memorial Day on May 3rd. This is the day that in 1947, the Japanese Constitution written by the U.S. occupational forces came into effect as law. It is also the only day of the year that the Japanese Diet Building in Tokyo is open to the public. This year, the hot topic of issue was Article 9 of the Constitution, the so-called No War Clause that renounces war and the formation of a military, although self-defense forces, or the SDF, were eventually allowed. Many politicians are being pressured to revise the article to allow Japan once again to have a proper military and declare war. But others fear Japan's violently militaristic past could return with the abolishment of the law. Public opinion is torn between those that want a change and those who oppose any change. I am of the opinion that the Japanese self-defense forces are a good defense for the country, and that the 61 years since the end of the Japanese militarization has been an overall success for Japan. To succumb to the global trend towards nationalization will be a drab step backwards for a country that has come so far on the merits of peace. Our second to last holiday, on May 4th, is simply called National Holiday, or Between Day, since it has no meaning except to bridge the gap between the holiday on the 3rd and the holiday on the 5th. Starting in 2007, though, this oddity is being remedied by replacing this meaningless holiday with Greenery Day, formerly August 29th. The final holiday is Children's Day on May 5th, although it would be more accurate to call it Boys' Day, since it is primarily celebrating the male children in a family, usually by displaying large carp flyers outside the house and samurai dolls within. If you're looking at a calendar right now, you'll notice that May 1st and May 2nd are not holidays, but many people, although not teachers, take these days off to have an extended vacation. This is exactly what Signe and I did this year. Until next week, Trev.